This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. Mike here from Huff and Mizzer. We were just having a chat
Yeah.
on the weekend. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. So I just had 15 minutes to go before the next meeting, and I thought, we could just make it productive. And so tell me about it. What kind of app are we looking at today?
So we are a litigation technology company. So what we specialize in is the collection of mobile data from cell phones to be leveraged in a compliance need for a corporate client or text messages in a legal matter that maybe someone is trying to prove something happened or didn't happen, right?
Right.
Many people are using text messages to communicate these days, and so there's a whole e-discovery market that you might be aware of that collects emails and electronic documents off of file servers, things like that. And so our specialty is mobile devices, and so we have a lot of ways to collect iOS and Android devices. And so our next sort of evolution in what we're doing is we've created a way to remotely collect, with a court order kind of a thing, remotely collect iOS devices, so SMS, text messages, WhatsApp messages, things like that, from an iOS device. So if a court says, hey, we need to collect this CEO or this person's phone as part of a discovery legal matter, we have a way to do that remotely, or so they don't have to send someone to their house and do a collection or be without their phone for a couple of days or whatever the case may be, right?
Right.
So our next endeavor is to do a similar thing with Android. And so basically what we're looking at is looking to partner with a company that has amazing expertise in Android, understands that there's different flavors of Android out there, there's different device manufacturers, LG, Samsung, et cetera, right? And they all kind of have their own little twist on messages and different things like that. And so what we're really looking for is the partner to work with us on developing an app, so that would basically install on the Android device and basically take whatever relevant data. So the way these court orders work typically is a lawyer says or a judge says, hey, someone needs to produce all of their text messages, or they need to produce all of their WhatsApp messages from the device. And so when somebody would install this app on their phone, they would basically select, what data sources that are part of this discovery that they're being, compelled to produce for court. We have a handshake. We already have a version of this that doesn't work all the way, but it works part of the way, where it makes a handshake between the device and our Amazon S3 account, and then we can copy some data. It doesn't work real well yet. That's what we're talking to you guys about. But basically copy and paste the SMS container on the phone or the rich communication folder on the phone, Samsung phone, and just copy those to an S3 bucket. From there, we have some proprietary processes that we run to make that data indexed and searchable for a law firm to search and look for whatever it is they may be looking for.
Okay. So, Jason, I think did you say that you had the app done for iOS already? I mean, do you have something in existence for Apple users?
Yes, we do.
You do, right? So we're not basically inventing the wheel, or you have done something similar on the iOS, right? So, do you want me to share an NDA with you? Do you want to start with that, or could you give me the name of the application so I could look at it and get a better idea of what we're talking about?
Yeah, I can provide. We definitely want to do an NDA. A couple things for you guys. Where are you guys based out of?
Well, we have an office in Wyoming. That's our headquarters. And then we have an office in California and Texas as well. Where are you based at?
I'm in Colorado right now.
Colorado, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So where are you located? Are you located in one of those locations as well?
Well, currently I'm in California. And then we have a back office in Pakistan as well. But, mainly... most major portion of our development happens within the USA. So I'm in California, and my team sits in California as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's one of the things we're looking at is definitely some US-based resources just to get the most senior people we can get to work on this. that have the expertise to do this, right? Because I think once, if someone's an Android developer, they understand how Android works, and so now it's just a matter of basically transmitting certain data, you know, from the device to an S3 bucket, which we can do already to a certain extent on Androids. We have like a very limited version of this that sort of works, and so we're trying to take it to the next level. But iOS is completely done. Now we're focusing on Android. So if you have an NDA you can send, we can get those signed on both accounts, and we can dive into even more detail.
Definitely, yeah, sounds like a plan. So for the Android, like, do you have a build that's sitting with you, or do you have something live on the Google Play Store?
Nothing's published to the Google Play Store yet. We've been in talks with Google about how we would do that. So in most cases, we link the device out from, we just have a link where the APK is just sitting on a Google Cloud Storage, actually. So someone can just, they click on this link in an email, and then it installs on their phone. There's a setting they have to change that says you're, you know, install, you know, third-party apps on the phone or whatever.
Right.
Which we do. Okay. We don't have it published in the Google Store yet. There's a couple things we're having to work through with Google to be able to do that. Just due to the nature of our business and what we do, it's not a standard app that anybody is just going to download, right, and just use.
Of course, yeah.
It's for a very specific, you know, use case for a legal discovery matter, so.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So I think one of the most major pieces, apart from, you know, an Android developer, I mean, we are Android developers. We've built probably about 200-plus applications for Android and, you know, 500-plus applications in total so far. So that should not be a problem. But the only problem we're looking at, what kind of technology are we leveraging apart from, you know, the Android development technology. So I think we'd have to dive a little deeper into it. And I think the first step from here, like you mentioned, is to get the NDA to you. And do you have an email, by the way, that I could send the NDA to?
Yeah, can I type it in the chat? That might be easier.
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm? There's my email address.
Like, do you have an in-house team as well that works with you on this? Or, I mean, an in-house development team that's on there?
So we do. Their focus is on the back end, so our AWS environment and the iOS side. We don't have any Android development. So in terms of, like, basically all we need, you know, all we're looking at you to do or a partner to do for us would be to write an app that installs, you know, APK that installs on an Android device, mm-hmm. Send some logging information to CloudWatch, which is what we use for, like, logs and everything, so we can then reporting off of that, but then also transmits the contents of, say, the SMS container on the phone to just an S3 bucket, right? That's it. We're not going to do any kind of conversion or anything on the phone. We just want to basically just copy the data that exists in the SMS bucket or the rich communication text or the RCF bucket off a Samsung phone, copy it to S3, and then from there, we'll have our proprietary engineers take it from there and run the processing through it to normalize the data, if that makes sense.
Okay, well, I'll have to speak to the development team as well and have to discuss the idea with them. So I'm trying to take some notes down while we're speaking, and I've collected something for me to share with them. I think the best way to go about it is that I send you the email for the NDA, and could we schedule the call sometime, let's say, later today, or do you want to do it tomorrow now?
We could potentially do it today. It's noon for me right now. I've got a couple hours of free here, so maybe in the next couple hours if you wanted to, if something would work out, or we could do it for tomorrow, whatever's easiest.
I think let's try and shoot for towards the end of the day. So I'll leave you my calendar on the email with the NDA, and you could just select one of the dates, one of the times from there for today. And if it doesn't work, then you could just let me know for tomorrow as well.
Okay, that sounds great.
Perfect. So Jason, good to have you today. Anything else for me before I let you go?
No, I think that's it.
Well, perfect. Then you enjoy the day. We'll touch base again.
Thank you. We'll talk soon. All right.